Do you have any recommendations for other format best practices or any best practices for personal offsites? Is it an afternoon? Is it a day? Is it 2 days? Is it in your living room? Is it offsite?
Yeah. Okay.
Et cetera.
I think it's offsite. It's in nature or thereabouts. It's somewhere that's quiet, uninterrupted. I know of some people, I've never done this, but I know of someone who has a second phone, and their second phone is like one of these little credit card sized phones, and only two people in the world that have the number to this phone. And so when they go, it means they can be reached for emergency, but that's it. And so they are just gone so that they can have an uninterrupted space, which is very hard to have these days. So you want to be in an uninterrupted environment. You want to not have text and email and all of that available. I recommend you either do it on your own or maybe with one other person, you know, a design partner that you can really go through the process. I think that the longer the perspective is, the better. The one I was referring to, we actually started prior to our life. So we started at great-grandparents, in fact. Great-grandparents, parents, your own life, and then going forward to the end of your life, to your kids, grandkids, great-grandchildren, or if you don't have children, it's just the people that you'd influence generations from now. And it's that kind of huge vision, that kind of level of perspective that helps to draw up within you an unexpected insight, something that you already know but somehow is being buried because you're thinking about life in just sort of reactive ways. The whole idea is to create space to be able to discern that voice. People have lots of names for it, right? But we'll just the voice, your own conscience, your own sense of direction, and it's to be able to listen to that so that you can discern again between all these good things, all these different pools and so on, and really what you came here to do. And that's the point of it.